From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, President Bush announced his second pick to head the Department of Homeland Security. He is Michael Chertoff, currently a federal appeals court judge. Chertoff's selection comes a month after former New York Police Commissioner Bernard Kerik withdrew his name amid questions about his suitability for the job. Chertoff was a top Justice Department official during the president's first term, and Mr. Bush said he would be a strong and effective leader. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The White House was exceptionally careful with this choice after the embarrassment of the Kerik nomination, so when President Bush announced the selection, one Chertoff qualification appeared to stand out more than some others.
He's been confirmed by the Senate 3 times.
That's because Chertoff has a long history of government work, some of which required some careful vetting. Before joining the Third Circuit Court of Appeals in 2003, Chertoff headed the Justice Department's Criminal Division for 2 years. He was also a federal prosecutor in New York, served as U.S. Attorney in New Jersey, and was chief counsel for the Senate Whitewater Committee. President Bush said it was at the Justice Department that Chertoff proved himself to be a leader in the war on terror.
In the days after September the 11th, Mike helped trace the terrorist attacks to the Al-Qaeda network. He understood immediately that the strategy on the war on terror is to prevent attacks before they occur.
Indeed, Chertoff played a key role in the formation of the Patriot Act and in the administration's overall legal strategy for dealing with suspected terrorists. He was among the first to call for the elimination of the legal barrier that prevented intelligence and law enforcement officials from sharing information. Initial response to the nomination on Capitol Hill was largely positive. New York Democratic Senator Charles Schumer said Chertoff has the background to be an excellent Homeland Security Secretary. Maine Republican Susan Collins, who heads the committee that will handle Chertoff's nomination, called him a strong candidate. But the American Civil Liberties Union said it has concerns about Chertoff's record at the Justice Department and called on Congress to thoroughly scrutinize his positions on balancing fundamental liberties and security needs. And others question whether Chertoff has the management experience needed to run the government's third largest agency. The Department of Homeland Security has almost 180,000 employees and handles everything from cleaning up after natural disasters to dealing with local fire departments. Michael Greenberger heads the Center for Health and Homeland Security at the University of Maryland.
I think the president has opted for a safe confirmation choice and for someone who's very bright and well-respected, but sacrificed in the process is somebody who has real experience in the needs for the Department of Homeland Security and also someone who has had a bureaucratic experience in a huge governmental structure.
And this could prove crucial because several of the department's top officials have either resigned or plan to do so shortly. But White House officials noted that Chertoff's division at the Justice Department had 800 employees. California Republican Christopher Cox, who heads the House Homeland Security Committee, has known Chertoff for almost 30 years.
Mike Chertoff is a very smart guy. He's a quick study. That's very important for any Secretary of Homeland Security because the department's responsibilities cut across so many professional disciplines. There's no one that the president could have picked that would come to the job as an expert in every facet of the department's responsibilities. But Mike comes with a good deal of expertise in many of these areas, and in those areas that are new to him, I'm quite certain he'll get up to speed immediately.
Chertoff, who appeared at the White House with the president, said he was honored to be selected. He said current Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge, who announced his resignation last month, has left some big shoes to fill.
If confirmed, I pledge to devote all my energy to promoting our homeland security and, as important, to preserving our fundamental liberties.
Ridge, who was the nation's first Homeland Security Secretary, admitted to reporters today that he did not know Chertoff well, but he said he'd spoken with the nominee and that the two men discussed making a smooth transition. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.